Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Now to a real musical treat, and perhaps for some, an unlikely musical match. The words of a spiritual declaration written between the 2nd and 9th centuries and a team of 21st century musos. But this is exactly what we're about to share with you. In January, John Dixon, co-founder of the Centre for Public Christianity and a senior Anglican minister in Sydney, sparked a storm of responses when he posted on Facebook, "Can someone with real Hillsong contacts please urge their brilliant songwriters to put the Apostles' Creed to inspiring music? They'd be doing mainstream Christianity an enormous favour." At that same time, he directly tweeted the same request to Hillsong. His appeal reached the ears of Cassandra Langton, Hillsong's creative director, who tweeted her reply to John within 24 hours, "We shall have a go." This began the production process for Hillsong's new song, "This I Believe." Ben Fielding, one of Hillsong's leading songwriters and a driver of this terrific musical collaboration, joins us in the Open House studios to perform live. Ben, welcome to Open House. This was a pretty audacious idea, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, it's always an exciting thing to be a part of, taking something that's had such an incredible tradition. The Apostles' Creed, literally for centuries, has been a body of text that has unified the church. And, I love the thought of the most core statements of belief being brought together and people, the church, confessing them together in unity. So when John Dixon put out a tweet saying, someone ought to write some music to this incredible creed, we're like, let's see what we can do with it. And, it wasn't an easy process because, the structure of the creed is quite specific in particular. Yeah. So we wanted to be respectful of the creed and try to keep with the original structure and obviously make sure we got all of the core statements of belief in. But ultimately it was exciting because the thought of the potential of what it could do was compelling, and gave us the energy to do it.
While outwardly you are so calm about this now because it's a beautifully finished project, mm-hmm. There wasn't a little bit of you that thought, this is quite something.
Well, I mean, there was a lot of me that thought, I don't know if we're doing this creed justice, And, I grew up going to an Anglican school and, I love the tradition of the Anglican Church and love the liturgy and love the precision, I guess, of the prayer books.
Yes.
I was, to be honest, didn't want to tread lightly on it. But then at the same time, I think the potential of taking something that has had that degree of impact in the church and being able to bring it into the contemporary church setting too is incredible.
Take us behind the scenes, though. When you took the creed, where were your building blocks? How did what exists now emerge out of that?
Well, I think that the bit that we started with first in terms of the songwriting process was the chorus, which is always a good place to start.
Yeah.
And that actually was came remarkably quickly.
So is that just a jam session or how does that work?
Well, I was sitting down to write with Matt Crocker and he's an incredible songwriter and we were, playing with some other ideas said, "Well, remember, John wrote that tweet. We should probably have a go at that sometime. Do you want to look at it now?" And he was like, "Yeah, but how would we ever put music to it?"
Yeah.
And so literally just we had to sing just through I Believe in God the Father, I Believe in Christ the Son, and had this melody and the chords kind of worked themselves out. So we had the bulk of the chorus pretty much immediately. And so we're like, we've kind of got the essence of where the creed sort of is
the
going.
The intent of the creed.
Yeah. But then there's so much to it, so we're like, how are we possibly going to get all this content into this song? So, we went through verse after verse, and there was a lot of refinement, and basically had finished the song, so we thought. And so that was verse, chorus, verse, chorus, and then felt like it still needed something, and so we wrote a second chorus, and that includes like a statement about, I believe in life eternal, I believe in the virgin birth, I believe in the saints' communion and in the Holy Church. And wanted to make sure that we got all of that into the song as well. So you know, that we weren't leaving out core statements of belief.
Now, what's working for you guys as contemporary musicians now has to be passed back. How was it received that first time round when you pushed it off and said, here, what do you think?
It was incredibly gracious, I think, of someone like John to give us his time and, you know, sit down and have a look at the song. I remember we went to breakfast and sat down with him and, you know, gave him a set of headphones and he's listening to the song and reading through the lyrics. And I was honestly thinking he was going to, you know, tear it up.
Going to hammer it.
Yeah. But he was incredibly gracious and he pointed out a couple of things in terms of the order and whatnot and said, you know, would you think about this? And so we took those away and reworked a little bit more. And you know, I guess along the way, we've been passionate about trying to make sure that it doesn't alienate people because we're aware of how important this, the creed is, you know, to so many people. And but so from initial responses, it's been incredibly positive and it looks like it may be achieving what we hoped it would, and that is to bring unity to the church across denominations.
Share with me that moment where the song was sung collectively for the first time.
Yeah, well, we did it in church one night and it was the first time we'd kind of done this, the full version of the song, and you know, had the idea to potentially read the creed beforehand. And to my knowledge, that's the first time we've read the creed in Hillsong Church. And it just felt like a really reverent moment. And it was a really, really special moment for me, you know, and hearing our church all just read out this incredible statement of belief and then the power of singing that together, you know, with such a tradition in our church of song and songwriting, to see those the history of the creed and the history of the church come together with, you know, our contemporary expression of worship. It feels like, you know, you're connected obviously to the songs, you've put so much time into the creation of it, but at the same time you're sort of almost removed from, and you become just one of the congregation, kind of being a part of this incredible moment that you can't really explain except to say that God is kind of, he's taken something and he's doing something with it. And so at that point, you kind of almost cease to have any ownership anymore of the song. You've kind of just let it go. And now it's up to you know, what God wants to do with it.
Enough of us talking about it. How about you actually do it for us? Before you do, though, two questions. First is, when can the rest of us hear the recorded version of this? Is done by you guys at Hillsong?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it comes out the 1st of July is the release date.
And the second is, which part of what you're about to do for us would you like us to pay attention to? Which is the important part for you in this?
I think, you know, particularly just listen out for the way that the creed is unpacked and, you know, that we believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I love the fact that the Godhead is a unified Godhead, that it's a picture of community. And I think that should inspire us as the church towards unity. But also just the bridge, which is based on Romans 10, which says, you know, if we would believe in our hearts that Jesus has risen from the dead and we would confess with our mouths that he is Lord, that we will be saved. And that there's an incredible power when what we believe and what we confess come together. And I believe that's what happens when we sing. And I believe that's what can happen when we sing this song.
Father everlasting, the all-creating one, God Almighty, through your Holy Spirit, conceiving Christ the Son, Jesus our Savior, I believe in God our Father, I believe in Christ the Son, I believe in the Holy Spirit, our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again, for I believe in the name of Judge and our defender, suffered and crucified. Forgiveness is in you. Descended into darkness, you rose in glorious light. Forever seated high. I believe in God our Father. I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again. For I believe in the name of Jesus. Yes, I believe in you.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.